Smoke. Smoke. So, when I go to visit someone, or maybe I have to, you know, be next to someone that smokes all the time, whether it's cigarettes or, you know, the stench, if you would, you know, or sometimes you can just say, well, if I'm not taking it personally, the specific character that someone chooses to take on of aroma, you know, which could mean the stench, but still a nice thing saying, I understand this is what helps to calm your nerves. But what you may or may not translate all the time is that this smells. So like the smoke, whether it's vaping or smoking, it almost seems like a religious experience, like hey man, what's up? I mean, yeah, but really almost seems like a religious experience. And you don't really notice it while you're there, but when you go home and you've taken the sanctuary with you, you've been blessed with the holy smokes of so-and-so. And it could be good, could be bad. It's a lens of perspective saying, I want you to think about me and the reason I smoke and how I smoke and the frequency and all the other attributes of smoke. And this person, perhaps they are made of smoke and they're visiting their family when they take a hit. Who knows? A puff, a drag, a wheeze, an inhale, a toke. I can't think of anything else. A whiff? I take a whiff. But anyway, that's all I've got. But yeah, it's almost like a religious experience when someone smokes and you're there for a little while. And you don't notice it again when you're there, but when you go home or you go to the next place and you're taking off that shirt and you're like, oh, that does not smell like my shirt. Oh, wait, I smell like someone's breath. Oh, okay, well, I guess I won't be wearing these clothes where I'll be going next. Someone didn't think about that as an important factor. But at the same time, I'm not going to complain. You know, I appreciate people in all their forms. You know, whether they be a liquid, solid, or gas. You know. But, yeah. Essentially, the nerves. If I'm going back into deeper diagnosis, it's personal struggles against hierarchical perceptions. I don't know. It's bullshit, really. But it's bullshit versus bullshit. Who's going to win? Anyway, yes, yeah, smoke. Just wanted to say lightly, in a very arid, wispy, and whispering manner, my take on the toke. Jeremy Michael DeNovo, a.k.a. Mr. Variety of words that have to do with smoke that I can't not really think of at the moment because I can only smell smoke in my shirt. AKA Mr. Variety and other smelling items that were able to be present for the ceremony of smoke. Never mind. But you know what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying. A.K.A. Mr. Variety. Variety! Like a furry! No. New! Jeremy Michael DeNovo. It was not the smoke that did this to me, no. It was perfectly legal smoke. Which, again, that could even be irrelevant as well. Long story short, Jeremy Michael DeNovo, A.K.A. the first Mr. Variety of the internet at large, visit www.dustybootsworth.com. That's D-U-S-T-Y, bootsworth.com. www.dustybootsworth.com. This is Mr. Variety. This is Variety Sessions. Jeremy Michael DeNovo, a.k.a. Mr. Variety. How's that sound? How's that sound? Smoke.